Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.
On this Giving Tuesday, we spend a couple of minutes with the president and CEO of Podere, Daniel Loftus. Daniel, good morning. What is Podere?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Pleasure to speak with you. So Podere is a 25-year-old immigrant integration and career center. We've been serving first and second generation Latino immigrants to the Chicagoland area, so 18 years and older. Over those 25 years, served almost 15,000 individuals. And we have two primary goals in terms of our work. Goal one is societal integration. So we understand that language is obviously a key component for Latino immigrants that we serve. But also, when it comes to societal integration, it's more than just linguistic ability. So we also focus on digital literacy, financial literacy, civic engagement, and then quickly transition through our four-phase approach to workforce integration, understanding that the motivation behind most of the Latino immigrants we serve is upward mobility, it's economic equity. So we run a job training program, industry-specific job training, ultimately career placement. The idea is, can we get individuals into a career rather than simply a job.
Who's your target audience here, Dan?
So it's average age, as I mentioned, 18 years and up, primarily recent arrivals, but we also serve first and second generation Latino immigrants.
And talk about the benefits of this program, what you do and what you hope it leads to.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, for us, it's a key piece to all of this. So I mentioned the industry-specific job training. We're focused on the insurance industry. We run a property and casualty licensing program and also into the finance sector, a program called Latinos in Finance. And for those who commit to the program, which at times can be up to 2 years when you factor in the language piece, we have an 83% placement rate within those careers and a 34% wage increase over previous employment. So we take pride in the numbers. I think anybody can put forth numbers and impact on their website. But for us, we take it really seriously. And one thing I would say on Giving Tuesday, someone's got a limited budget looking to have a great impact in terms of their philanthropic dollars. There's a group called GuideStar that recognizes the data that we submit. We've ultimately gotten a platinum seal of transparency. So I just ask folks to do the research before committing to an organization like ours.
Daniel, I know you spent some time in Latin America. Talk about what you did there and how your experience there helps you in what you're doing now.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question. So right out of school, spent a couple of years in a Peace Corps-like program on the border of Belize and Guatemala. Ever since that experience, I've been working as a consultant throughout Latin America. Even spent a good amount of time in Dominican Republic and in Cuba. I'm working on behalf of the U.S. Agency for International Development. So it's, as I mentioned about even the immigrants that we serve, language is a part of it, but culture is also another piece for sure. And I think by living in those countries and understanding the challenges, granted, mine were unique, you start to appreciate how many different barriers we face to fully integrate into society. You know, and coming back to Chicago, the settlement houses of old, they're generally in fairly gentrified areas. We don't have a true welcoming center that can address the various barriers that immigrants face. We've seen that, you know, those of us working in the industry have understood it for a long time, that we need a more coordinated and comprehensive approach. But certainly with the migrants arriving buses in Texas, it's become clear to a much larger population. We need a location, we need a welcoming center, a place where immigrants can land when they get to our city, that can access, you know, the myriad of services from legal, from mental health, to certainly our industry-specific job training and career placement, too.
Have you gotten good cooperation from corporations, Daniel?
We have. I think what we've been able to work is sort of the middle of the road of understanding that, yes, there's a charitable piece to the work that we do, but there's also an economic piece, and that economic piece impacts individuals, as I mentioned, the wage gains and the upward mobility, but it also impacts employers locally. I mean, our ultimate goal is to put people in viable employment, family-sustaining wages, And we think there's truly a win-win here. It doesn't have to be simply about charity, but we can all find that win in the end. And for us, corporate partners have engaged their employee resource groups, volunteering as mentors or as tutors. They supported our events. Ultimately, also understanding that if they have hiring needs, we're able to place quality individuals, vetted individuals, licensed, credentialed individuals into those spots that they currently have open. So, you know, the other opportunity we see is within the, I mentioned the Welcoming Center, our new building, Podere HQ in Gage Park, another opportunity for corporate sponsors, foundations to get involved in our work.
Anyone who wants to get in touch with you and find out more about this, how do they do it?
Simplest way is a simple search, Google, whatever your preferred search engine is, type Podere, P-O-D-E-R, Chicago, into that search. All the information will come up. We can go directly to our website, podereworks.org. There's a donate now there button, but for us, it's primarily about awareness. So appreciate certainly you, Bob, WGN, and Marquette Bank giving me this opportunity.
Giving Tuesday, Daniel Loftus. Thanks, Dan. Interesting work. Continued success with it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.